Priya Patapasya. We may think Atapasya, if you heard the word. Well, I'm thinking that when Brahma woke up on the lotus at the beginning of this creation, then he heard the words tapa, and he started performing tapasya. And we think of it often as penance, austerity, fasting, let's see what I found here on. Well, you know, abstaining from everything that is fun and enjoyment and physical, external, voluntary hardships, and abstaining from all that is fun, basically all that, right? So there is generally sometimes a negative ring to that word tapasya. And I remember when I was in the Krishna movement and active, there's a brahmacharya, we were, you know, tapasya Prabhu. But really, you know, the harder you torture yourself, the more advanced you will become. That's what some thought. But really, it means here, when I've, well, I heard that it means heat, and I wondered why. My understanding now, if you have another one, then please comment and enlighten us, that it means focusing of consciousness, you know, on Brahman, on the truth, on reality, meditation, and that heat of focus, like you focus a laser or something, consciousness is clearer and ignorance is like burnt away by that clear light of pure consciousness, and the true nature of the self and the divine becomes revealed. So I would say that when whoever, yogi or meditator or mystic from whatever tradition, goes into that kind of practice of turning away from these external events and forms of the body, the senses and the mind and all these things going on, which of course we know are illusory, dreamy, and focusing. And it might be just something like turning off the thoughts and just being in the stillness. And you start to realize things. And that's my understanding of tapasya, that focus. To always stay in that focus. So therefore, well, we have this Vairagya Vidya Nidya Bhakti Yoga that some like to interpret that as a Bhakti Yoga is both learned but also, yeah, renounced, austere, eating just a little and all of that. But really, I take it more in the meaning of, yeah, Bhakti Yoga, when you are focusing on God, on Krishna, all the time by chanting God's name or thinking of God, of Krishna here in our case. That's the name of God. Of meditating on the presence of God, both within and outside, as we call it. And that is tapasya. That's kind of built in, included in that. So yeah, we got Brahma. There is no creation yet. He feels inclined to create. But again, then for him, where to start, it's not by rolling up the sleeves and getting to hard work, creating a cosmos, but the opposite. Start here. Tapa. Just focus. Just be still. Clear. And he didn't even know where those words came from. Those syllables. Two syllables. Tapa. But he only needed that because he understood. Yes, that's what I shall do now. So he sits there and meditates on the lotus, and then he gets in touch with Paramatma. He even gets a darshan, meets with God above, and gets instructions for how to create the cosmos. Now, that in itself is an important lesson, because if he would just have woken up there thinking, I am the big creator of a cosmos, let me do it, I can fix this, then, well, I think it would have been a heavy job for him. But the other way, and we can also learn by that, you get some work to be done, some mission, some thing to be accomplished, then yeah, we might sometimes just drink a cup of coffee, roll up the sleeves and get to work and struggle ourselves through all the hardships and I'm gonna do it, I know how to do it. All went wrong this time, but I'm going to fix it. But if you try, and I guess many of you know it better than I do, to start the other way, the way Brahma did, by tapasya, not by whipping yourself or fasting all day necessarily. Well, if you fast, then that's for the purpose of giving you peace of mind, so you can seek that stillness, that pure consciousness where you can experience Brahman, meaning this spiritual level where you are in contact with God, with it within and without, and can then receive guidance, inspiration. And yes, even Einstein said the greatest artist and scientist who got the greatest ideas and insights did so by that inspiration from within, from above. As little as he might have been raised in, I guess, a materialistic science tradition, be able to accommodate what's going on there. He admitted, acknowledged the fact that this is how he got his ideas and insights. So yeah, I would say tapasya, something there.